Idaho's 94.9 The River, along with Ken Bass and Deb Corson, and we have a special guest in studio because there's a new show opening up at Idaho Shakespeare Festival tomorrow night, and we have the director in, and we've had this person in as an actor, an actress in studio before, years ago, before you moved to Ashland, Oregon.
That's right.
But you're back. Sarah Bruner, welcome back in. Now, you're directing.
Thank you. I am. This is I directed Taming of the Shrew earlier in the season, and now this is my first go at tragedy here at ISF. So I'm really excited, and I love Boise, and I'm happy to be home and working.
Well, yeah, Julius Caesar preview night is tomorrow night and opening on Saturday. Full run through of the show coming up today.
Yes. First time through out at the theater. It's a big night for us.
Yeah.
So what is it like? Okay, first tragedy to direct. You've been in tragedies before.
I've done them a ton, and I've done Julius Caesar. I've directed many versions, but I haven't actually been in Julius Caesar. But, you know, it's fun. The Shakespeare plays all feel like family. They're all sort of like one another, but they're variation on a theme. So it feels familiar for me to be working on this play. But it's an exciting political, historical fiction piece of theater, which is really cool to dig into.
And it's one that we don't get to see very often.
No, we study it in school all the time.
I know.
And
oh, yeah.
It lives on the page. And the plays are good on the page, but they're so much better when you're watching them live in action, hearing them, seeing them. I mean, it's just, there's nothing like that.
Well, witnessing the violence.
Yeah, exactly. if you read the play, then maybe you might miss some nuances that are actually explained through body motions or whatever on stage.
That's right, yeah.
So this Julius Caesar interpretation, and a lot of times it's interpreted differently on stage. What are you doing?
Well, I wouldn't call this one. Sometimes they can be highly conceptual. This one is not highly conceptual. I call it Roman reference. It looks like Rome. It looks like what we might imagine Rome to look like, but maybe with a little bit more style and couture to it. It's firmly planted sort of in the past and the present, because the play is that. The play is, it's a Roman history play, but it resonates now. So I think the design and the choices we make are sort of made to make it pop for a contemporary audience, but stay true to the original intention, to essentialize the intention of the text and sort of try to build a bridge from that to the audience. So that's our goal there.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. And so, you know, we've often said, okay, don't forget to get tickets to the Idaho Shakespeare Festival if you want to see a play, because what if they ran out? Then there was a rumor that they ran out, but they didn't.
No, we still have Hillside tickets.
Yeah, tickets are still available.
Yes.
And it's always good. Sometimes if you go online, see, it's really tricky because if you're trying to purchase online, that system may tell you there's nothing available, but you have to call the magic people at the box office.
Yeah, that's right. And it's such a wonderful problem that people hear that we're sold out all the time, because Boise is so good to us and we are sort of like the hometown team here. I always say we don't have like pro sports, but everyone goes to Idaho Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
So, but if you do hear that we're sold out, always challenge it and always check it out.
Yeah,
because
you can
believe
it.
Always get a seat. Yeah.
Believe it. They can make it happen.
Always curious, just a little side note now, as a former actress with Idaho Shakespeare Festival, directing, do you ever find yourself conflicted with actors as far as, is there a part of your mind going, I would have done it this way?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I separate myself from the actors, and if anything, it allows me to have more admiration for what we do when we're acting, to sort of sit back and enjoy it. Because you don't feel that way when you're inside of it, because you're in it so deep.
Yeah.
So I don't tend to think in those terms. I think I have a lot of love for the actors because I know it from the inside out so much. So the kind of, you know, all of the self-torture, all of the nuance of what it means to stand up there and do a play, which is not easy. I have a lot of empathy and compassion. So
been there, done that.
Very
got
much
the t-shirt.
So. Very much so.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, I'll tell you what, coming up for our River ticket window tomorrow, we will have a pair of tickets to give away to the Idaho Shakespeare Festival if you want to see Julius Caesar or maybe, you know, what's coming up for the final show in September. Those will be your choices.
All right, good. And Sarah, good to see you again.
You too. Thank you so much.
Break a leg.